The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, there are lots of big issues that affect us all as partially sighted or blind people. Hussein Patwa's got in touch from Aberdeen to tell us one of his.
There's so much information out there to help people with sight loss. Tips and tricks, ways to save money, ways to become engaged, things in your local area. And a lot of that you only find out by accident. What I'd really like to see is some central area where people can find out this thing and not having to struggle for so long before they realise what's available. I saw a lady yesterday saving people thousands of pounds from their energy and water, and that information is not available centrally, not even from RNIB. And I think Connect could be a fantastic way to bring all this together so that RNIB could make this available to people up and down the country, tailored to their local area and what works for them.
Okay, so is that something that we want then? Do we want a community online that we can go to? Interesting thoughts from Hussein. I'm sure that's a conversation starter for all of us. Well, get in touch and tell us what you think. Weeklyconnect at rnib.org.uk. That's what Kevin Satisabal did. He got in touch with us. He's in Northampton and he wanted to share his thoughts on passenger assistance.
Hello, my name is Kevin Satisabal. I'm 25 years old. I live in Northampton and I'm registered blind. So the biggest issue affecting me as a blind person is the lack of accessible travel solutions. So assistance I can get in stations, but it's patchy in National Rail at best and probably the best in the underground. But it sort of really affects me on the streets. Outside London, buses don't talk in Northamptonshire and you're still sort of having to rely on drivers telling you when to get off. But a lot of times they do forget if you're using an app. That's not always reliable because your battery could run out on your phone or you could lose signal, and then that could mean that you could be stranded far away from your original destination. Also, there's a lot of planning involved if you're going to travel. And although I mentioned a couple of these apps like Blind Square, which tell you where to go, there's no real integrated solution. So a lot of times I'm having to use Google Maps, I'm having to use Blind Square, I'm having to use the TFL planner to sort of get from A to B and get all the information that I need. There are sort of solutions in the pipeline, and there's talk of apps that can help you find your bus stop being developed in the USA. And that would be great if there could be an app that could be like, you know, your accessible travel app or something that could bring all these technologies together and make traveling much easier for blind people.
Interesting thoughts from Kevin there. Maybe one for our Tech Talk audience. If you have had a listen to the Tech Talk podcast, which you can get on Audioboom, and you can also listen to on RNIB Connect Radio. It's a good point, though, because, you know, transport and access to transport and in particular passenger assistance is patchy at best, as Kevin says, and that's probably a fair assessment across the country. Let's now hear from Anne Rigby, who's got in touch, who has a comment about public transport.
I suppose one of my biggest issues of sort of frustration, let's say, is probably transport, you know, and in particular bus transport. I just always find it really stressful. Last week I actually wanted to go somewhere on a bus, and I went to the bus stop and I waited and waited and waited, and no bus came. And the only people that I could enlist for help were either Chinese and didn't speak any English or weren't local. And there wasn't any real-time information. There isn't any where I live locally, and, you know, so no idea whether the buses had gone past or something. So the sort of transport issue, getting from A to B, this is something that sort of does frustrate me sometimes, that, you know, when I think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a permanent driver or something, you know. But obviously that probably applies to quite a lot of people, and which is why, you know, a lot of particularly older blind and partially sighted people are, you know, unable to pretty much go out. And a lot of that's a transport issue, isn't it?
So travel, a big issue, as brought up there by Kevin and also Anne there. And thank you to Hussein as well for sending us his big issue. Thank you for doing that, and do keep sending in your big issues.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.